correct, Steve. All four individuals in the courthouse assault have been taken into police custody. Yesterday, D'Angelo Carter was taken into custody thanks in part to some information given out by relatives. And early this morning, officers in the Central District arrested a 21-year-old Shakia Baldwin. She was found in the Central District and was taken into police custody. She'll be debriefed by detectives this morning and then sent over to Central Booking.
With this, have you run through the list? Are there other suspects still to be sought, or where does that stand?
You know, Steve, I think it's safe to say that these are the four primary offenders. As detectives and prosecutors interrogate these individuals, if that leads to the identity of additional suspects, then we will definitely follow that evidence. But as of now, these are the primary individuals that have been identified and brought forward to justice.
Okay, and what are the charges that they face at this point, based on the videotape?
Armed robbery, theft, assault, first and second degree are the primary charges.
Tell us where things stand with the man and the woman who were arrested before the latest two.
Sure. So Mr. Parsons currently has a bail of $500,000 that was set by the courts, and Ms. Davis has a bail of $750,000, and she was charged with armed robbery because she used her shoe as a weapon during the assault. And Steve, you know, it's very important to point out that this was very much a community-driven case. This, I think it's fair to say, outraged people in Baltimore. And we were getting intelligence in from people across the city. We were getting tips in from as far away as California. And really, it demonstrates what police need to get the job done. We need a partnership with the community in order to hold people responsible.
Do you have any idea about who took the video, and are they in trouble now?
No, as far as I know, we do not know who took the video, and no, they would not be in trouble for anything as far as I can tell. I mean, they took a video. I think there's some ethical concerns that no one in that entire group intervened in this incident, but it's not illegal, as we all know, to record in public places.
And I guess one of the questions that's come up, too, about it, and I don't know if you can speak to it, was this an occurrence that you feel was an aberration in the city, or does this happen more often and just doesn't get reported?
You know, it's tough to say, Steve. I think in this case, this was an individual who appeared vulnerable. He admitted that he was intoxicated, and I think that there were individuals that preyed on that and robbed him. So at the end of the day, we held those individuals accountable. They will answer to a judge for their offenses.